It is going to be a challenging year.
Cuomo says 2020 has also already been a frightening one, with more storms in Puerto Rico, deep and bitter political divides, and the attack on Orthodox Jews celebrating Hanukkah that injured five, one severely. Rabbi Chaim Rotenberg, whose own son was hurt in the attack, was a special guest at the speech and delivered the blessing.
I will never forget the horror of that night. But I will also never forget how we continue to celebrate after the attack, how we continue to rejoice in the miracle of Hanukkah.
Cuomo drew cheers from the audience of lawmakers, lobbyists, and state judges when he outlined his proposal to create a new crime of domestic terrorism. He says it would give law enforcement more tools to fight crimes motivated by hate.
And send the strongest message across this state and nation. New York will not stand by when our people are being victimized and killed by hate.
In a year with a multi-billion-dollar budget gap, the governor focused on items that will help pay for themselves, including a $3 billion Environmental Bond Act. It would repair areas damaged by recent floods, including along the St. Lawrence River and Lake Ontario, and protect public lands against climate damage in the future. Cuomo also laid out a plan to legalize the adult recreational use of marijuana in New York.
Let's legalize adult use of marijuana.
He'd create an Office of Cannabis Management to establish stringent safety and quality controls and also better regulate other hemp and CBD products. Cuomo says legalizing marijuana could bring in $300 million in new tax revenues. And he says part of that money should go to communities disproportionately affected by the decades-long criminalization of the drug. Despite the deficit, the governor is proposing cutting taxes for small businesses and the middle class, although he did not provide details of how to pay for them. He did acknowledge that spending on Medicaid, which accounts for the bulk of the gap, has grown too large lately, and he says the system needs some restructuring. And he hinted that local governments, who have seen their share of Medicaid costs capped by the state in recent years, might have to pay more going forward.
We're paying $177 million on behalf of Erie, $175 million on behalf of Westchester, $2 billion on behalf of the city of New York to cover their local costs.
Andrew Rhine with the watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission says it would not be wise for the governor to undo what has been considered a successful program.
The devil will be in the details when the budget comes out, but that's what we will be looking for, because that would be a reversal of a great element of progress that he's made.
The speech received positive reviews from Democrats who are in the majority in the legislature. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says it was a good, democratic, progressive message.
Particularly touching on issues that I think are important to our democratic hearts, speaking about poverty, health care, again, opioid education, all of the things, college affordability, all of the things that matter to us. So I think it's a good starting point.
Senator Patrick Gallivan, a Republican from the Buffalo area, says he would have liked to hear more about the governor's plans to amend a controversial bail reform law. It's ended cash bail for most crimes, but has led to some repeat offenders, including a serial bank robber, to be released on their own recognizance.
That's the number one thing I'm hearing about right now from my constituents, and I think it's somewhat similar across the state. When I look at the media accounts across the state of these different stories of criminals being released and reoffending again, there's no question people across the state are concerned, and we need to deal with it.
Cuomo said earlier in the week he was open to changes. But supporters in the legislature say the law is only a few days old and needs to be given a chance to work. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.